there is one body. We're not going to be one body when we get to be the glorious church. We're one body from the day Jesus rose from the dead and the first person got born again. We're one body.
Welcome to today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and her special guest, Billy Brim. Join them as they launch into their study this week about waking yourself up to what God is doing and allowing Him to bring unity to our cities and nation.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We have one of our favorite people here today, Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Welcome, Billy.
Thank you very much, and Gloria.
We are going to finish our conversation from some time back about the awakening. We may not finish it, but we're going to continue in it, let's just say. The awakening, the great awakening. And we see that it's time for that awakening right now and that it's happening.
It's happening.
And Billy's going to share with us some of the history of it.
Bless the Lord. I want to use for our biblical text this week, James chapter 5, if you've got it there and you're amplified, James chapter 5 and verse 16. We're going to be looking at the awakenings to God and the part prayer played, and the part prayer plays today. So we're told in James chapter 5, verse 16, the last part of the verse, I'm reading you the King James. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, if you would read that in the Amplified.
The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to be looking at what happened in the awakenings to God. The effectual, fervent prayer made power available, effective in its workings.
Power.
So that's our scripture for the week.
Okay, we received that.
And we'll have another couple of ones, too. But I want to thank you, Gloria, and thank you for believing God, for prosperity. I believe God has things right now and ripe for an awakening to Him.
Amen.
And a part of it is this broadcast. So much has been happening since our last broadcast. And I'm going to read you a little bit of the testimonies we have.
Oh, good.
People
good.
Coming,
oh,
calling in, the things that are happening, because we're in touch.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, I said when we were here, and we were here in March, March 9th was the first broadcast, and then all 5 days, and then the next five broadcasts, and now we're in June. And on those broadcasts, I shared what got me over into this in the first place, but we'll review a little bit for you. We have at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks a ministry. We have 200-plus acres, and we were told by the Lord to have this place for prayer for two reasons. One, to pray in His plans in the earth in the last days, and two, to stop the strategies of the enemy. We're in the last days. This thing is between God and
That's
Satan.
Right.
Satan still thinks he can win. God has chosen to work down through men who believe Him. John Wesley said, it seems that God can do nothing on the earth except a man ask Him. They recognize the place of prayer in their ministries. And so we were there in our corporate prayer Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, June 29th, a year ago now, 2008. At that time, the United States of America was in a political campaign. We were looking forward to elections coming in November 2008. And our prayer was pretty much centered on that. We were praying for America, but we were praying with an eye toward the election. We were praying for Israel. We were praying for the nations. And we had a very anointed prayer that day, and we got lifted up into a place in unity. Then there came the operation of the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the gift of prophecy, and it came through me. It was a very strong anointing. It was corrective. It corrected us. It shook us. It silenced us. We were very quiet after this. And the Lord said, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. We were suddenly caught short. We switched our... It was like it was quite even an effrontery to God to look that a party or a man
or an election
could be our hope. He right away, no, your hope is in God who made it all. And then there went thoughts through my mind, rapid thoughts, rapid fire they came. The best person in the whole world could be elected the president of the United States of America. It would not do one bit of good unless America awakens to God.
Wow.
Then America's history went through my mind. America, American history, the Great Awakening, prayer in the Great Awakening is the part it played. Your upcoming prayer meeting. We were about to have our assembly of prayer. We have every October an assembly of prayers in Branson, Missouri. We call it the Autumn Assembly of Prayer.
I've never missed one of those.
No, you've never. You've been a great part of it, you and your husband. My goodness, from the first. And all of your ministry, in fact, help us with this. And so we were looking to that. And you know, Gloria, that in past times when our meeting came right before an election, God even showed us how the election would turn out.
That's true. Gave us a warning.
But this time, no anointing on that. And so we were looking. Here's what he said to us that day. Prepare yourself and prepare the prayers to pray in an awakening. And so after that, you know, I started studying. I started studying the Great Awakenings. I've been so blessed. I saw that America was born out of a Great Awakening. It's been sustained in times of disaster through an awakening to God. We'll have more about that next week. How financial disasters God sustained the nation through an awakening to God. And since that time, we have initiated, because we found out that one of the great, I'm going to talk about this more this week, one of the great awakenings in America was 1857 to 1859. And it started with noontime prayer in a church in New York City, September 23rd, 1857, the church stood where the Twin Towers stood. So,
the
very spot. So, noontime prayer was the basis of that great awakening that really sustained us through financial disaster and through the Civil War. So, we have initiated, and you'll understand more why when we go into it this week, noontime prayer every Wednesday, 12 noon. We have a live prayer streamed from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we split screen with Northern Ireland. You see Pastor Paul Brady in Northern Ireland at the same time you see us coming from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And this prayer meeting has been touched by God. Bless the Lord. I want to read to you another scripture from the Bible, because unity is such an important part of the body of Christ and its functioning. And there's lots of scriptures about our being in unity, but I really like this. After Paul gives us these great theological revelations in the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians, my favorite book, Ephesians is the glorious church book. Then after he's told these wonderful things and ended chapter 3 with, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Then he says, I therefore, because of all this marvelous, you're seated at the right hand of the Father, because of all these marvelous truths, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Then he tells us how to walk it out. So these last chapters of Ephesians are, here's how you walk it. So he says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering and forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body. We're not going to be one body when we get to be the glorious church. We're one body.
That's right.
From the day Jesus rose from the dead and the first person got born again. We're one body. He's the head and we're the body.
We're born into one body.
We're born into one body. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Hallelujah. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all, in all, and through you all. So he tells us to keep the bond of peace, to walk in love toward the body. Now, one thing that's happened since we have started these noontime prayer meetings is an amazing unity. Gloria. We started the noontime prayer meetings before we did our broadcast here in March. Mm-hmm. And in that March broadcast, we announced that we were starting noontime prayer. The first Wednesday after the noontime prayer, the unity of the body crashed. Server. It crashed our server.
There was so much unity.
It crashed the server.
Glory.
They tell us we had to have 10,000 hits going on at one time to crash it.
At one time.
So at least 10,000 hits that one day crashed our server.
That was after...
After BVOV, Believer's Voice of Victory, aired, you and I talked about these things that we're going to talk about again today, and we announced that we're going to have a noontime prayer.
Yeah.
It crashed us.
Wow. Praise God.
Some people, few first ones, were able to get on. But then I had to go on and I had to make a... I went on my blog and I said, you know, we crashed because we had so many hits at one time.
Overflow.
We have overflow. Exceedingly abundantly above.
Uh-huh.
And so they said, now here's what you need. You need a dedicated server because we were somehow sharing a server, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So I blogged on there, we're getting a dedicated server and next week you can join us on. And somebody emailed me back, isn't that what we prayer warriors are, dedicated servers?
That's good.
I like it, don't you?
Isn't that good?
Bless the Lord. So now we were able, and then the next week, we had 60 countries. 60.
So, Billy, you and I can sit here in this little room, and by the power of God and Internet and TV, we can talk to people all over the world.
All over the world. 60 of them.
And the body of Christ is listening.
The body of Christ is listening.
And we're working together.
And we're working together. We had 396 join us. That means computers. Some of these are churches. And they're putting it up on the large screen.
Right. Praise God.
We had 396 from Canada, 200 from Australia, 132 for the United Kingdom.
This is
the prayer meeting that goes live at noon on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Now, some of these people, it's going to be like evening.
We'll have a lot more now.
Yeah, we'll have a lot more. I hope that dedicated server is really dedicated.
Pray.
But they're working. We're working now. We're expanding. We had 16 from India, 31 from Singapore. And it tells us, it rates us how long they stayed with us. Most of them stayed with us through the whole hour.
Praise God.
23 from the Netherlands, 22 from New Zealand, 21 from Germany.
All over the world.
Here we had them from South Africa, Ireland, Norway, Kenya, Hong Kong, Sweden, Denmark, China, Cyprus, Ukraine, Switzerland, France, Lithuania, Bahamas, Jamaica, Hungary, Korea, Republic of Korea, Bulgaria, Albania.
How many were in Hong Kong?
How many were in Hong Kong?
You see it?
Where did you go, Hong Kong?
Think of
did
that.
I read Hong Kong?
You did.
I did read Hong Kong. Oh, we had 11 in Hong Kong.
Isn't that something?
11 computers. In Malaysia, we had 9. That's
praise
a closed country.
God.
Japan,
God,
Spain,
moving.
Philippines, United Arab Emirates, Austria, Mexico, Aruba, Guam, Trinidad, Tobago, Mongolia, Dominican Republic, Macau, Argentina, Virgin Islands, Belgium, Portugal, Nigeria, Finland, Slovakia, Guatemala, Kuwait, Iran, Egypt, Thailand, Papua New Guinea, Botswana, Pakistan, Puerto Rico, Estonia, Greece, Taiwan, Colombia, Czech Republic, Romania, Belize, Turkey, and Tanzania.
Thank God for the Internet.
Woo!
It's amazing,
amazing,
isn't it?
Amazing, amazing. I'm going to read you some of the reports we got.
Good.
This is from Carol Hardy. I thank God for being a part of this worldwide prayer for our nation and Ireland and all the nations in the world. Count me in on being awakened to God and the need to do whatever
Glory.
He says. I have been so on fire with prayer from watching you with Sister Gloria on BVOB.
Praise
How
God.
I thank God that I can share this with others and be a part of a big move of God upon the earth
Amen.
Through all mankind. And I love to see Brother and Sister Brady. Bless the Lord. This is from Teresa all the way in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And she says how much she loves us. She said, I just started this Wednesday to join in with all my brothers and sisters all across the nations to pray together as one corporate body, united Praise one mind God. With one accord. We are getting better and we are becoming whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Shalom.
You could say from Texas to Tobago.
Yes,
is
from
it
Texas
Tobago?
To, I guess it's Tobago or Tobago.
Tobago.
Praise the Lord. This is from Diana and Wayne Hendrickson in Lviv, Ukraine. We are missionaries serving in Lviv, Ukraine. We heard about the noon prayer. Wayne, who's the husband, shared about the awakening and how it came to America in a pastor's meeting here in the Ukraine. And he had to explain what it meant. But we are spreading the word here and encouraging people to believe for an awakening in Ukraine. The pastor seemed to be clueless about an awakening. But after the meeting, one lady came up to Wayne with tears in her eyes and asked about the prayer life of George Whitefield and wanted to know more about the awakening. Wayne is going to contact some of the pastors here in Lviv and see if he can share with them about the awakening and generate prayer for the same in the Ukraine.
Glory to God. Worldwide, going
Woo!
Around the world.
That deserves a
Hallelujah. Hand wave. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Glory
God
to God.
God has touched it.
He has. He has.
Someone told us it's like a major marketing campaign like you would do one.
God did his
God
own.
Did it.
He did his own campaign.
And he did it in every one of the awakenings. That's why I know it's God.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise God.
He can do it when he wants to.
I'm not going to tell you the city because I don't want to reveal what she's doing here. But this is a major city in the United States of America. I just want you to know that I'm joining with you in prayer from the corner office of the top floor of one of the country's biggest law firms in the corporate finance department. The office window looks out over such and such city Board of Trade building. My boss loans it to me to have this as my place of strategic prayer.
Praise God. There are people, God's people are everywhere.
Yes,
I'm
they are.
I'm telling you, he is represented.
He is represented and they are powerful. They're making power available.
That's right.
When she's praying there in that
fervent,
office.
Righteous prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available.
Power.
Dynamic.
And
it's working.
And it's working. Not laying around.
That's right.
Working.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Woo. This is from the Netherlands. I've been praying with you on the internet about the Great Awakening. I live in the Netherlands, and this nation needs a great awakening. Bless the Lord. Here's from British Columbia.
Every nation.
And here's from a pastor in the Republic of Ireland. We talk a lot about Northern Ireland and the great awakening they had, but he's from the Southern Republic of Ireland. He said, I am a pastor based in Bray in the Republic of Ireland. We, too, are praying for an awakening. I listen to you with Gloria Copeland. We're praying for the awakening and the glory of God in this ancient nation. We believe the time is very, very near. Here's from Maui, Hawaii. And they are...
Let's go check that out in person.
Yeah, let's do. And they're joining us through the archives. Because the prayer meetings are archived and they don't come on at a right time for them.
Right.
So they go to the archives. And one lady, here's from Guernsey, Channel Islands. And one lady said to us that she's not able to go on, you know, at the time we're on. But the archives, and she prays them over and over and over. She plays them over and over and over. And the anointing always, always comes.
Nice.
And here is one. Our pastor has been talking about a great awakening hitting America for years. And the past 2 years, he's been doing a great awakening tour. In 2 years, we've seen over 900,000 salvations as a result.
Wow.
I am not kidding. Over 900,000 salvations and still counting. My pastor is Rodney Howard Brown, and the church is the River at Tampa Bay.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. We could go on and
things
on in that.
People are praying. Things are happening. God is moving.
I want to tell you what happened last Wednesday's prayer. I was in a meeting at Osage Beach, Missouri. We had such an anointing on the Wednesday prayer. Suddenly.
That is satellited. Now.
That is satellited. It was silence. And then there came a word of the Lord. And here is the word of the Lord that came. It will come. You will see. You are the generation that will see the great manifestation of me. Continue in unity. Continue to cry. The coming of the Lord is very nigh. And ere he comes to take you away, you will see an awakening in your very own day. You are now where you should be now, but there is a further work to be done in you. Do not shirk to obey the Spirit's leading. Do not shirk to obey. Keep proceeding. Pray every day. Pray without ceasing. Pray as you walk about. Pray as you sing and shout. I will touch your prayers, and you will be more conscious of their doing good than you have been before. You will be more conscious even in your mind that the prayers are finding my ear in another realm, and you will begin to walk there with me individually. You will begin to talk there with me individually. Great change is coming to my body. It has to do with my presence in my body. The glory of the Lord that is within you shall increase degree by degree, but it is increasing in relative response to me. I am your source, and you rely on me. I could not allow you to think that a leader on earth was the answer. I could not allow you to think that men can give what none can give but me. For the hour is late. Even on the horizon, my kingdom comes. Even on the horizon, you move into the next day. And ere you do, I call my saints away. You must give attention only to me. And mention my name oft that you might see the glory that is inherent there. Mention my name oft in prayer, oft as you meet together to pray, and you will meet more and more. You will in your places of gathering when you walk in the door sense such a degree of the presence of God that you'll want to come off to the place. But you shall also sense my presence when you are before my face alone at the throne. Great, great change has begun. And will increase until faith turns to sight and you see the sun.
What a tremendous word. When did that come?
That came March 18 at the noontime prayer. You could go back and archive onto it and hear it given. We also have it printed up on our website, billybrem.org. But that's why I am not the least bit negative.
That's right.
I cannot look at what's happening in this earth and be discouraged. I look to the Most High God. Praise His name, and I know that we're going to have an awakening.
We are.
We're going to have
an awakening.
We're having it.
It's happening
right now. We're in it right now.
Glory to God.
Bless the Lord.
Don't go away, Billy, and I'll be right back.
Awakening to God's presence affects every area of life, our joy, health, relationships, finances, and brings the excitement of living in God's plan. All through history, awakenings to God have shaped entire nations. The Forgotten Patriot tells the story of Haim Solomon and the difference that one man made to help establish the United States. The New York City Noon Prayer Meetings. This firsthand account tells of the gatherings that sparked revival through America and abroad. Revival Fire. Hear stories from revivals spanning the globe and the centuries. Learn how God uses Revival Fire to come closer to us, wake up the church, and transform lives. Awakening to God includes 4 weeks of special broadcasts with Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim. Learn to awaken yourself and your family to the higher life God has for you. The same God who brought Revival Fire yesterday will bring it again for this day, tomorrow, and forever. Order your copy of the Awakening to God package today for only $35. For faster delivery, order on our website at kcm.org. To order by phone, call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order the Awakening to God package and be a part of turning your nation back to God.
Unless you're dead or asleep, you're going to want this Awakening to God package.
And if you're dead or asleep, you need it.
And you really need it. Revival Fire, the New York City Noon Prayer Meeting, Forgotten Portrait.
Patriot.
Haim Solomon. And then this is the last time we were on when Billy and I were together about the awakening. This is the DVD, and this DVD will include it. So this is the package. You want to get it to your pastors. You want to get it to your friends. Wake them up. Say, wake up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Billy, just lead us in a brief prayer about the awakening, because all over now we're going to be agreeing at the same time.
Father, you have caused it to be that this program is the body in unity is here. And so, Father, in unity, we ask you.
We ask you, Father,
for an awakening all over this earth, an awakening to God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe we receive it right now and we touch it. The nation is awakened. The nations are awakening all at one time. Hallelujah. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June the 29th through July the 4th in Long Beach, California. We're going to be awake and moving in the spirit. Jerry Savelle be there, Jesse DePlantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, Ken and I'll be speaking, and we want you to come. For more information, go to kcm.org. Ken says, by the Spirit of God in 2009, the glory will shine, and we are expecting things in this year.
It's happening.
In this
it's
year.
It's happening, Gloria.
It's already happening. We are expecting more. So be expectant. Fix things in your life where you spend time with God. Don't be caught up all the time in natural things, but make a way for God to move. If you're ignoring Him, He's not going to be moving in your life very much. But if you, the more you go for Him, the more you dedicate, the more you time, thought, and obedience you give Him, the more manifestation we'll all have. The more we receive God,
absolutely,
the more we'll have manifest. Billy and I are going to be talking about this all week, so don't miss it. This is Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
The Spirit of the living God will be moving in ways that you've only dreamed about up till now, and you'll be on your way to more wonderful and greater things. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. 2009. And the glory will shine.
The glory will shine in 2009. Come with a heart expecting to see the glory of God at the 2009 West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse DuPlantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. Super Kid Academy with Commander Kelly will also be held for children ages 6 through 12. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If you will surrender to Him to be used in prayer in this that He's about to bring forward and to be used in a dedicated life to God, I saw dedicated lives, I saw prayer, then He'll use you.